Blog Talk Radio.
Everybody, bless the Lord, oh my soul, and all that is within me. Bless his holy name. For this is the day that the Lord has made. Let us all rejoice and be glad in it. And welcome to Pray One for Another. I'm your host, Evangelist Hilda, sitting in for my pastor, Prophet R.D. Wiggins, who is the pastor of House of Manessa Christian Ministries, INC. And we are a church beyond walls. I'd like to first of all take this time to thank you for tuning in. And this is Pray One for Another, Sweet Hour of Prayer, where we pray from 6 p.m. to 7 p.m., every Tuesday through Fridays, right here on Block Talk Radio, Pray One for Another. Our motto comes from James chapter 5, verse 16, where it says, confess your trespasses to one another and pray for one another that ye may be healed. The effective permanent prayer of a righteous man availeth much. Praise be to God. So all you have to do is call in your prayer request. We are here to pray for you, with you, and right along beside you. Amen. Let us pray. Father God, I just want to thank you for this ministry and vision. And I pray your Holy Spirit manifest the breakthrough of deliverance, healing, and salvation through all nine of its gifts, and that this prayer ministry grows in partnership, fellowship, and membership. In the mighty name of your Son, Jesus, we do pray. Amen, amen, and amen. Praise be to God. At this time, I'd like to welcome in the Holy Spirit into the sanctuary. We never like to start our broadcast or our service without inviting the Holy Spirit to come in. So Holy Spirit, you are welcome here, by Francesca. Praise be to God.
There's nothing worth more that could ever come close. No thing can compare. You're our living hope. Your presence, Lord. I've tasted and seen my heart becomes free and my shame is undone. Your presence, Lord. Holy Spirit, you are welcome here. Come your glory, God.
it a million times, but still it escapes my mind. The grace you've shown towards me, I just can't believe how you never turn away when I push you far away. You're the light that breathes through me. Now I've been set free. Wrong seems to follow me. I still can't believe how you never let me go, how you never lost your hope. You keep proving your love to me.
Again, you're listening to Pray One for Another, Sweet Hour of Prayer. I'm your host, Evangelist Hilda. You can call in your prayer requests at 319-527-6204. Praise be to God. In the meantime, I will play another selection. Amen.
You might be in a place in your life where all you see is the color gray, and the future looks dark and dreary. It's just like a dark cloud came over the earth and covered the land with fog. But there's one thing I want you to know. The Bible says in the beginning God created the heavens and the earth, and the earth was without form and void, and darkness was upon the face of the deep. And the Spirit of God was hovering over the face of the waters. Then God said, let there be light. And there was light. And it was good. Let me tell you about it.
There were many times in my life when I felt like I was all by myself. and I needed an answer from the Lord. There were many times when I had nobody to turn to, but the Lord. So I decided to give him a try. I had to call on him,
call on him,
pleaded with the Lord to heal,
call on him.
Down on my knees I called on him, hey,
call on him.
All of a sudden I heard a voice saying deep down inside, going through trials and tribulations and your heavy laden burden. Jesus said, cast your cares upon me and I will give you rest. For my yoke is easy and my burden is light. You might feel like you're being tried, just trying to stand the test of time. But let me tell you one thing, the God I serve is able to do all things exceedingly and abundantly above all that we ask and think, according to the power of his riches and glory that work in us. All you have to do is make Jesus Lord of your life. Come on, let's pray about it. All you gotta do is call on him.
Call on him.
Sometimes you gotta call on him. Hey!
Call on him.
Pleading, Lord, we'll hear your cry.
Call on him.
You gotta call him. Wake deep down inside. He's saying,
all right.
Hey, oh, don't you know, darling?
Praise be to God again. This is Pray One for another sweet hour of prayer. You can call in your prayer requests at 319-527-6204. I'm your host, Evangelist Hilda, and each day we pray from Tuesdays to Fridays from 6 to 7 p.m. We pray for you, with you, and right along beside you. So if you have a prayer request that you would like for one of us to pray for, or you even if you want to pray for someone, please feel free to call in 319-527-6204. And at 7 p.m., our very own Pastor Kathy Dubose from Led by God's Christian Ministry will be here to bring us a mighty word this evening from the Lord. So you don't want to miss this Holy Ghost-filled woman on fire for the Lord this evening. So our call-in number again is 319-527-6204. And this is our sweet hour of prayer. And at this right now, I'm going to play another selection where we are going to learn to trust in the Lord. Amen. Praise be to God.
In the dichotomy of man, my flesh cries out because my burdens get heavy and my mind seems confused. But my spirit answers back and says, don't worry. God is right there. He's never failed. He will fight every battle. I've learned to trust in the Lord.
Thank you. all of my trials.
My God, bless them.
All of my tribulations.
My God, bless them.
I learned to trust in Jesus.
My God, bless them.
Praise God. Father God, pick me up, Lord, and hold me in your loving arms. Protect me from the pressure of the day and remove the heaviness from my heart. Inspire me with the kingdom, with the knowledge that you and I together can handle anything. In Jesus' name, amen, amen, and amen. Praise be to God. And it's as simple as that. All you have to do is call in your prayer request at 319-527-6204. Praise be to God. At this time, I will play another selection. And after this selection, I will be back with our daily bread and scriptural reading for this evening. And again, at 7 p.m., our very own Pastor Kathy Dubose from Led by God's Christian Ministry will be here to bless us this evening with a word from the Lord. Amen. To God be the glory. I hope you enjoyed this selection. So right now, we're going to lift him up. By Brian Cage. Praise God.
Father, we ask you now, as we lift your name, that you'll dwell among us and be our God, and we are your people. Let's realize this together. No matter what,
no matter what,
come on, the problem
may be,
he's in control.
He's in control and he knows
yep,
everything.
I have the victory,
cause I have the victory, for he is my king.
In him I live, I move,
in him
and
I live, move and have my being.
Say it again. No matter what,
no matter what the problem may be,
he's in control.
He's in control and he knows everything.
How many know that you got the victory?
I have the victory, for he is my king.
In him I live, I move,
in
and
him I live,
I
move.
Like the best of people.
Control. He's in control and he
knows everything.
I have the victory,
cause
I have the victory, for he is my king.
In him I live.
In him I live, move and have my being.
Say it again.
No matter what,
no matter
what the problem may be,
come on, clap your hands like this,
sing it
with us.
He's in control and he knows everything.
I have the victory,
for he is my king.
In him I live.
In him I live, move.
If you believe
and
that, sing this with us. Let's go.
Praise be to God. It's now time for our daily bread and scriptural reading for this evening. The title of this message is Love Reigns Us In. Amen. And the scripture reading for this message is coming from Romans chapter 14, verses 1 through 13. Amen. And where it says, the danger of criticism. Accept other believers who are weak in faith and don't argue with them about what they think is right or wrong. For instance, one person believes all right to eat anything, but another believes with a sensitive conscience will eat only vegetables. Those who feel free to eat anything must not look down on those who don't. And those who don't eat certain foods must not condemn those who do. For God has accepted them. Who are you to condemn someone else's servant? Their own master will judge whether they stand or fall. And with the Lord's help, they will stand and receive his approval. In the same way, some think one day is more holy than another day, while others think every day is alike. You should each be fully convinced that whichever day you choose is acceptable. Those who worship the Lord on a special day, do it to honor him. Those who eat any kind of food do so to honor the Lord. Since they give thanks to God before eating, and those who refuse to eat certain foods also want to please the Lord and give thanks to God. For we don't live for ourselves or die for ourselves. If we live, it's to honor the Lord. And if we die, it's to honor the Lord. So whether we live or die, we belong to the Lord. Christ died and rose again for this very purpose, to be Lord both of the living and of the dead. Why do you condemn another believer? Why do you look down on another believer? Remember, we will all stand before the judgment seat of God. For the scripture says, as surely as I live, says the Lord. Hello?
Hi, Hilda.
Hi. Now, I got it up. I had to figure it out. Because I don't know what happened. For some reason, Facebook wouldn't let me in. So I had to shut the whole thing down and start all over again.
Oh, you mean for
Blockful? Uh-huh.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, I'm sorry I disturbed you.
No, I didn't even hear my phone ringing. My phone was in the bedroom, and then I went in there, and I saw I had two calls, one from you, and it looked like my daughter called me three times.
Yeah. Okay, so I won't hold you up, but thank you anyway. Tell Pastor he got to learn how to either charge his phone or put it.
He was sleeping.
Oh,
was sleeping.
Okay.
All this time, he was sleeping since about 5 o'clock.
Oh, my goodness.
He just woke up.
Oh, well, anyway. I managed to get it up, though, because I couldn't remember what he told me to do if Facebook wouldn't let me in to go to Twitter. But I couldn't I couldn't remember what I was supposed to do once I go to Twitter.
Oh,
yeah, so that's why I was calling to see if he could, you know, get me through it.
And you did it yourself.
Yeah, I figured it out. I said, okay.
Good.
Let me just shut the whole system down and then start all over again. But what I realized before I shut it down, I saw that Zoom and Skype wasn't up at the top. So when I shut it down and booted back up, then the Zoom and Skype came up, then I was able to pull the whole thing on.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Yeah. I'm glad I figured it out. It take a while, but you know, I'll get there one day.
Yeah. All right.
Okay, give my regards to Tia.
I will.
Okay, baby. Thank you so much. Right. Bye-bye. Amen. Praise be to God. I was having some problems with Facebook, excuse me, and I couldn't get it up. So I had to call my first lady to walk me through it. But thank God he gave me the Holy Spirit gave me the knowledge to get through. And so everything is up and running. Praise be to my God. So as I was at verse 11, yes, where verse 11 says, for the scripture says, as surely as I live, says the Lord, every knee will bend to me, and every tongue will confess and give praise to God. Yes, each of us will give a personal account to God. So let's stop condemning each other. Decide instead to live in such a way that you will not cause another believer to stumble and fall. Amen. Verse 14. I know and am convinced on the authority of the Lord Jesus that no food in and of itself is wrong to eat. I'll say that again. I know and am convinced on the authority of the Lord Jesus that no food in and of itself is wrong to eat. But if someone believes it is wrong, then for that person, it is wrong. Amen. May the Lord add a blessing to the reading, hearing, and the doing of his mighty word. To God be the glory. Amen. So, I get to our daily bread, and that was the scripture reading for our message this evening. Love reigns us in. And the text for that message is coming from Romans 14 and 21, where it says, it is better not to do anything that will cause your brother or sister to fall. Amen? To God be the glory. The writer says, most young Simone boys receive a tattoo signaling their responsibility to their people and their chief. Naturally, then, the mark covers the arms of the Samoan men. Rugby team members traveling to Japan, where tattoos can carry negative connotation. Teammates realize their symbols presented a problem for their host. In a generous act of friendship, the Samoans wore skin-colored sleeves covering the designs. we are respectful and mindful too. The Japanese way, the team captain explained, we will be making sure that what we are showing will be okay. In an age emphasizing individual expressions, it's remarkable to encounter self-limitations, a concept Paul wrote about in the book of Romans. He told us that love sometimes requires us to lay down our rights for others rather than pushing our freedom to the boundaries. Sometimes love reins us in. The apostle explained how some people in the church believed they were free to eat anything, but others ate only vegetables in Romans 14 and 2. While this might seem like a minor issue, in the first century, adherency to Old Testament dietary laws was controversial. Paul instructed everyone to stop passing judgment on one another. Amen? In verse 13, before concluding with particular words for those who ate freely, it is better not to eat meat or drink wine or to do anything else that will cause your brother or sister to fall. Amen. Verse 21. At times, loving another means limiting our own freedoms. We don't have to always do everything we are free to do. Praise be to God. Sometimes love reins us in. When you have seen people limit their freedom for the sake of others, believers in Jesus, what was that like? What difficult about those situations where love reigns us in? Think about those questions. Amen. Praise God. Let us pray. God, help us to see where we need to encourage others to experience freedom and how we need to limit how we use our own freedoms. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen, amen, and amen. And that concludes our daily bread. And again, I'm your host, Evangelist Hilder, and this is our sweet hour of prayer, where we pray from 6 to 7 p.m. every Tuesday through Fridays. And at 7 p.m. this evening, our very own Pastor Kathy Dubose from Led by God's Christian Ministry is going to come and bless our hearts this evening with a word from the Lord. Amen. So in the meantime, while we're waiting on our speaker for this evening, I will like to play a selection. And be to God. Amen. Praise be to God. Again, we're waiting on our speaker for this evening, our very own Pastor Kathy Dubose from Led by God's Christian Ministry, who's going to come and bless our hearts this evening with a mighty word from God. So in the meantime, I will play another short selection while we're waiting on Pastor Kathy. Amen. Praise God. Christian Ministry is going to come and bless our hearts this evening with a mighty word from God. So we're going to welcome her with a hand clap praise. God bless you, Pastor Kathy. How are you this evening?
God bless you, dear heart. Doing awesome. Thank you.
Amen. It's in your hands.
Ooh, bless the Lord.
Oh,
my goodness. I tell you the truth. I am in the wilderness. And I'm going to try my best to get this word out as best I can.
Amen.
Precious and Heavenly Father, just want to say thank you, oh God. Thank you for another opportunity to come forth with your word, oh God. Thank you for all that you've done, all that you're doing, and all that you're going to do, oh God. Father God, we pray that as your word continues to go forth, it will not fall on deaf ears, oh God. We pray that you open up the ears, the hearts, and the spirits of the people that are hearing what thus says the Lord, oh God, that they may be drawn into a closer walk with thee. Oh God, I love you. I honor you. I bow down before you. And even right now, I render my body for your usage, oh God, that you may speak through me, that when the people hear, they won't hear what Kathy is saying. They'll hear what thus says the Lord. And as a result, they'll be encouraged by the Lord. They'll be lifted up by the Lord. They'll be blessed by the word of the Lord. We thank you. We love you. We honor and adore you. We ask all of these blessings. In the mighty name of your son, Jesus, we pray. Amen, amen, and amen.
Amen.
And my goodness, I'm telling you, this is a good word, but Kathy is rushing, running all through the building, trying to find an area where I can get to myself. You got choir members practicing. You got committees over here meeting. I said, oh, good Lord, help me, Jesus. So I done been running all through the building, so that's why I sound like I've been rushing. But we thank God for an opportunity just to come forth, and we thank God for all of our listeners. We got to give honor where honor is due. We bless God for our very own Apostle R.D. Wiggins, the apostle who started, who brought this team together to do a work through Blog Talk Radio. We bless God for our very own Apostle R.D. Wiggins. Thank God for the assistant pastor, Evangelist Hilda, all that she does to run right beside him to keep the program going, to keep the speakers up and in place when they need to be, to deal with all the technical difficulties. We thank God for our very own Evangelist Hilda. Thank God for the rest of the fivefold leaders, Apostle Jackson. We bless God for all of them that are in different parts of the vineyard doing the work of the Lord. Dr. Verlene Turner, Prophetess Washington, and of course, the love of my life, Pastor Stephen DuBose. Bless God for this awesome man of God that God has given me to stand by my side through it all. And I'm standing by his side through it all. So we bless God for what God has already done and what he's going to do, not just for us, but for all of you. We're not selfish. We're not just thanking God for blessing us. We're thanking God for what he's doing for all of you, for everybody, everybody, everybody that's here today with life, health, and strength. Every time I turn around and I hear that someone's been taken, I don't know about anybody else, but it just weighs on my heart. You know, I was listening the other day to Frederick Price's son talk about, you know, his last hours. And I thought, you know, the part that got me wasn't that he passed, because like Paul said, to be absent from the body is to be present with the Lord. And truly, I believe Frederick Price is with the Lord. But the thing that bothers me is that I didn't hear that much about it. You know what I mean? I didn't hear it on the TV and the news like I thought I should have. And I went, how come nobody's talking about it? What is going on? Mm-hmm. You know, to me, he was an awesome man of God. And the fact that that was the legacy he left behind for his family members, for his wife, for his daughter, for his son. He left behind the word of God for them to continue in the work that he started, you know. So I bless God for the man of God, but I was listening to his son, and his son was talking about the last hours and, you know, and him having COVID. And they hadn't spoken to him in a month because he wasn't able to speak. His lungs was attacked so badly, right? And so I'm listening to this, and all I can say is, God, thank you. Not thank you for my life. Thank you for his life.
Yeah.
Right? Because Frederick Price, I'm trying to tell you, That man loved to preach. And I sat there and I would listen to him. And I said, ooh, you better go ahead on with that word. And he would preach the unadulterated truth, you know. Mm-hmm. And he even stood up, and I don't know if you guys saw the episodes. He stood up and he said, my family's not perfect. We've made mistakes. We're still making mistakes.
That's right.
Right? And we're going to answer for those mistakes. Mm-hmm. You know, he was honest. And I enjoyed listening to him. And I was really saddened by the fact that they didn't advertise when he passed a few weeks ago. But my thing is this. For all of you that are still have life in your body, you still have time to get it right with God.
Amen.
Huh? So Amen. That when you go, the person left behind will say, well, I'm not sad because I know they're with the Lord.
Mm-hmm. Yes. Right? Amen.
And so you want that testimony to be left behind you. It is not too late to accept Christ.
Right?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. All the hoopla's over. Everybody finished with their Easter and their new outfits and going to a church to see what everybody got on and having their favorite dinner and, you know, just loving off. Oh, look at me. Look what I... Come on now. All that's over. Now, the truth is still here. The truth is, the reason for Easter was that, my goodness, glory to God, that he died on the cross, paid a price that you will never, ever, or me, never, ever, ever be able to pay.
Nope. Never.
He died that we would have life.
Yes.
That we would have an escape. We don't have to live in sin. We do not have to live in sin. We choose to. Come on now.
Amen.
Make a choice.
That's right.
And so I bless God. I thank God. Because my thing is, I listen to preachers because I y'all may not know this, but it's the truth anyhow. This time when Pastor Kathy so wore out from preaching, I'm like, Lord, I'm gonna need you to drop a new word into my spirit because I done used up everything you gave me. Give me another one, Lord. Give me another one. And so he finds a way to give me another one every time because I be telling myself, well, since I ain't got no word, I might as well take a sabbatical because I'm it must be time me to take a break. And right when I'm getting ready to go take a break, he'll come and give me another word. Now, I'm here today, and I got papers all over my desk. And I'm saying, oh, they're going to have to understand today. I just can't do it. I got to get these reports done. It's the end of the month. I can't. I got to do this. I'm going to have to let them know. And so here comes the finance guy, and he comes in. And he said, how you doing? I said, man, don't play with me. Kathy has left the building. I don't know who this is sitting here, but it's not Kathy. She gone, okay? She done ran over. And so he said, so you doing good, are you? I said, okay. But guess what he said to me? He said, what you doing? Aren't you supposed to be preaching today? I said, oh, it's like that, King Jesus? I said, oh, great, Lord. Really? You going to send him in here? I thought he was coming to ask about the finance. I thought he was coming to ask about the finance report. This man said, but it's too heavy for you not to do. I mean, that's a priority. And I'm looking at, you don't see my desk? He said, your desk will be right here when you get back. I ain't even got no word. And so I go running in the thing. I'm like, let me see what I could do. I can't do much. I got 10 minutes. When I tell you, y'all better stop saying he's an on-time God if you don't know what that means. He is an on-time God.
Yes.
Kathy, who told you to lay out? You didn't lay out from the job I gave you. So why do you want to lay out on me?
All right, now.
Oh, my goodness. I had to beat my own self up sometimes. Mm-hmm. And so I said, well, Lord, I ain't got no word. He said, I'm going to give you a word. I said, I don't have an explanation. I'm going to give you that, too. I didn't study. I'm going to study for you. The teacher's on board. Come on now. My goodness, God. How can we not be grateful for all that God has done for us?
Amen. Now,
can you imagine what it feels like walking around with your teacher all the time? That, you can look back and say, I don't know what apodosis means. It means da 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 da. I don't think yes, you can. You know, your teacher's mm-hmm. there to build you up, to support you, to push you to keep going further. I know y'all know back in the day when y'all was in school, them teachers was beating you up. They weren't beating you up. They was trying to pull out more.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. They said there was more in you.
Yes.
I see what you can do, okay? I know there's more to pull out. That's what they were doing. They mm-hmm. weren't beating you up, right? Yep. They were trying to pull out mm-hmm. the gift, the knowledge that was in you. Yeah,
well,
you pressed to go even
Richard.
Deeper.
Mm-hmm.
Here we go. My goodness, glory to God. I'm so grateful to God for this word today. Okay. the title of this message is, Can You Hear Me Now? Praise you, God. Can you hear me now? And I'm coming from Romans chapter 10. And this is Evangelist Hilda's very, very special scripture. Romans chapter 10, verses 14 through 16. And we all the way in the back in the New Testament, all the way in the back, past Acts. Oh, yeah, after Romans. Yeah, after the gospel, go all the way in the back. Okay, here we go. Because I'm rushing. I can't get back to work. Okay, Romans 10, 14 through 16. How then can they call on the one in whom they have not believed?
Mm-hmm.
And how can they believe in the one of whom they have not heard?
Mm-hmm.
And how can they hear without someone to preach? And how can they preach unless they've been sent? My goodness, glory to God. As it is written, thank you, God, how beautiful are the feet of those who bring good news. Do you know that line right there, as it is written, how beautiful are the feet of those who bring good news? You know that's part of the armor, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Shod your feet with the gospel of peace. Yeah, they're talking about this word. Take that word wherever you can take mm-hmm. it to, right?
Amen.
There are no limits. He said he commissioned us to go ye into all the earth and preach the gospel. So when he says wherever your feet can go, that's where you need to take my word. If you go into the nail shop, tell them about Jesus. If you go in the grocery shop while you're waiting in line, being aggravated because the person in front of you got two shopping carts, Kathy. They got two shopping carts. So, Kathy, turn around and start telling somebody about the good news of Jesus. Because I say, really? You done got the stimulus, right? And God said, don't worry about that. You turn around, use it as an opportunity to talk to the person behind you about the good news of Jesus. And I'm
Amen.
Telling you, God already knows his daughter ain't got no sense. I don't care where I'm at. I'm going to talk about Jesus. All you got to do is say one word. And I don't know how people used to do it, but now I know because I'm doing it. You can say one word, and I'll take that word and lead you straight to the Bible with it. I don't know why I'd be doing that because I'd be saying, because my thing is this. It's not the word that you said. It's the fact that you open your mouth to say anything. So when you open your mouth, you opened up a doorway for me to come in.
That's
come
right.
on now. Yeah.
Yes, you did.
Stop missing all these opportunities to tell somebody about Jesus. Pumpkin. Thank you, God. my sister-in-law, she be running, y'all. She running. She's a minister of the gospel. People coming to her left and right. How do you do? And what about? And she's just encouraging them left and right. And she's, you know, just feeding into them. And then she left off drained, and she doesn't know why she's drained. She's drained because God used her. Everybody
yeah.
that God uses, you have got to pour out.
That's it.
When God used you, you don't pour in. You pour out, okay?
Mm-hmm.
Ain't nobody standing there pouring into you. That means God ain't using you. He's using somebody else.
Mm-hmm.
So when somebody's pouring into you, they being you. You have
mm-hmm.
got to pour out. And after you pouring out, you are worn out.
Tell me about it.
Yeah, you feel all tired, like I could take a good nap now. Oh, yeah. My favorite is, let me get a big girl's nap. Yeah. Yeah, because you done poured out. What happened to Jesus when he finished? Every time he did whatever he had to do. It wasn't that he was tired, even though he rested. He wasn't tired, but it was a pull on him.
Mm-hmm.
Even when the lady touched him, he said, who touched me?
Mm-hmm.
Virtue left me. Who put their hand? They said, everybody touched you. No, but this one touched me with a purpose.
Amen.
Mm-hmm.
Yes,
they wanted something from me, and they pulled on me until they got it.
Mm-hmm.
Huh?
Mm-hmm.
And guess what? She laying down on the ground healed because she
right.
touched him in his garment. Everybody and their mother was pulling on him. Yeah, but she touched me with a purpose. Now, they were touching because they was intrigued, and they, he's a special man. Yeah. She said, let me get on through this crowd so I can be healed. I'm tired of bleeding.
Yes.
Yeah.
Oh.
My goodness, glory to God. Here we go. So how can they call on the one whom they've not believed? How can they believe in the one whom they've not heard? And how can they hear without someone to preach? And how can they preach unless they've been sent? You've been sent? Yes. Pumpkin, you've been sent. Kathy, you've been sent? Yeah. Evangelist Hilda, you've been sent? You've been sent? Yeah, yeah, yeah. Pastor Stephen, yeah, you've been sent. You've been sent. Come on now. You know, don't get it twisted because some just went. Some just went. And some been sent. I've been sent. I don't know about anybody else. I've been sent. So here we go. And so he says, wow, how beautiful are the feet of those who bring good news, right? That's like that wicked witch. Help me, Jesus. That's like the wicked witch on the wind. Talking about, don't nobody bring me no bad news. No bad news. Nobody wants to hear bad news. Come on now. Not just that witch. She's the only one. Let you get to talking, and somebody said, what's that? What's going on? How you doing? I said, well, by the time you said, I just... They said, oh, look, I'm going to hit you up later, okay? I got you. I'll hit you up later. Because they don't want to hear no bad news. They don't want to hear that woe poor me story. They gone. They're like, I'll hit you up later. Don't worry. I'll call you. Yeah. Aren't you glad we serve a God? Serve a God that will answer no matter what you get ready to tell him. He's going to answer. And he wants to hear from you. The good, the bad, the ugly, whatever. God is waiting for you to speak to him. He does not mind. And he got billions of kids. Billions. Just talking all at the same time. My goodness, glory to God. And then here's the last one, verse 16. But not all of them welcomed the good news. For Isaiah says, Lord, who has believed our message? Oh, my goodness, glory to God. May the Lord continue to bless the reading, hearing, and always the doing of his word. Amen.
Amen.
How can they call on the one whom they have not believed? Faith. Takes faith. You're not going to believe if you don't have faith. You got to have faith, right?
Amen.
That's how you start believing. Watch this. It's all about faith, y'all. It's all about faith. No matter how he says, it's all about faith. And how can they believe in the one of whom they've not heard? Faith. Okay, and then watch this. And how can they hear without someone to preach? It not only takes faith for you to believe what that person is preaching about, it takes faith for that person to even preach, to know that they've been called by God, they've been sent by God.
Yes.
My sister-in-law ought to have enough faith to pick up a house and go cross country because God has given her so much faith. But she just feels, I don't want to be around people. And every time she said, I don't want to be around people, they start knocking on the door, call on the phone. Can you help me with? And I was just wondering. And she's like, I don't want to be alone. God, because you are alone. Why are you doing with what I've asked you to do? I think he sent it just for her. Yes, Lord. So here's the thing. Can you hear me now? You know what this means? I was reading the commentaries, and he says, Isaiah said, who has believed our message? This is why I love Isaiah. Isaiah didn't say, who has believed my message? They don't believe me, Lord. He didn't say that. He said, our message. You know what that means? It's not mine.
That's right.
It's all of ours.
Right.
Amen.
The message is for all of us. It's our message.
Yes,
don't think
is.
I'm feeding you food that I can't eat.
Mm-hmm.
I'm the taste tester. I got to taste it first.
Amen.
Right.
And so there's Isaiah saying, oh, who's going to believe our message, right? And how will they hear without a preacher, without a messenger?
Mm-hmm.
Huh? Daniel was praying. And guess what? Gabriel showed up when he finally showed up 21 days later. And just so you know, just in case you don't know, that when they do that 21-day fast at the beginning of the year, that's Daniel fasting
yep.
and praying for 21 days, waiting for the angel to show up. And Gabriel said, look here, Daniel, we heard you when you first started praying.
Yes.
Huh? We heard you. And I was dispersed with the answer, but I got detained.
Mm-hmm.
The prince of this air detained me. Yeah, he was keeping me from getting to, oh my goodness, glory to God, from getting to you with the answer. It doesn't mean that God had, God, I love you. It doesn't mean that God hadn't sent the answer. It just means I was detained from getting it to you. So what? The devil was having a field day messing around with the messenger, right?
Yes,
and God said, oh, you think he the only one? No, he's not the only one. But in the meantime, in those 21 days, are you going to remain faithful and trust that God's answer is on the way?
Right.
Right? And so when Gabriel got before Dan, he said, we heard you. Well, you now, I'm breathing like this because I'm putting Kathy in it. We heard you when you first started praying, but I was detained. And then he looks at Daniel and goes, but God sent Michael.
Yes.
And when Michael showed up,
mm-hmm.
the one who was detaining me,
mm-hmm.
he got behind me.
Yes.
Because Michael cleared a path for me.
Yes.
Gabriel is a messenger.
Mm-hmm.
Michael, ooh, he's a warring angel. He's
yes,
like, oh,
he
I know you're not messing with my peace.
Hey.
So Gabriel shows up and the demons, they got to flee. Why? Because they're like, oh, wow, he sent him? Why didn't he send somebody else?
No, no.
I did send somebody else, but you was messing with him so bad I had to send Michael.
Amen. Yes.
So you could let him through.
Mm-hmm.
And Michael, look, Michael ain't even got a fight, y'all. Michael just show up. You know, I remember I was at a club one time. And, you know, you back in the day, people be rushing, pushing, dancing, doing all kind of stuff. And somebody came up on me telling me I pushed them or some stupidness. I don't know where they get the senses from because you couldn't hear and there was so much music going on.
Mm-hmm.
I looked again. My armor was behind me talking about, we got a problem. We got a problem. My sister was talking about, we got a problem. We got a problem. They looked at me. They looked at my sister and said, like, ain't no problem. Don't let my crazy cousin show up. My cousin be like, what's up? What you need, Hattie? What you need? Hattie, no, I got this. You stay right there. What's the problem? Person looking at me, to my, ain't no problem.
Ain't no problem.
Okay, back up there. Get up out of her face. She here today. But guess what? Nobody had to fight. All they
That's
did
right.
was show up.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
And oh my goodness, glory to God. And when they saw who was with me, my
mm-hmm.
goodness, that ought to make everybody jump and shout. When Michael showed up and those
yes.
demons saw who was with Gabriel, the same way when God shows himself on the scene and they see who is with you, that's the reason you can stand and say, greater is he that is with me than any
mm-hmm.
one of y'all coming up against me.
Yes.
No weapon formed against me shall prosper.
Yes.
Come on now. Even when the devil tries to get us, guess what he tell God? He said, well, if you take that hedge of protection from around them, because he can't get through it.
That's right.
But see, this is the problem. If you don't know the word, then you, oh my goodness, glory to God, then you don't know who you're with. You don't know who you're with. You don't know who's fighting for you. If you don't know who's fighting for you, you already defeated because you'll be trying to run and hide,
yes.
thinking you can't deal with this. Mm-hmm. And God says, who told you you had to deal with it? The battle is mine. Huh? The battle doesn't belong to you. It's mine.
That's right.
All you got to do is get behind me. Mm-hmm. How do you do that relationship?
Me and my son, yes.
We were talking the other day. Me and my oldest son, we were talking, and he said, Mom, you know what gets me? To hear some of these females say they can't rely on their boyfriend to protect them. And my son is like, well, you need a new boyfriend. Because if you got a man that cannot protect you, that's a man you don't need.
Right.
I know that's right. Anybody see me? I'm a big old tall girl, too, just like my daddy. My daddy was West Indian. And I'm telling you, I look like I could beat somebody up, but I can't. Huh? They look at me right now on my job. They be like, oh, Kathy, thank God you was here when they came. And I'm saying, I ain't no bodyguard. Y'all don't even know. Kathy will be gone in the sight of trouble. Let somebody start kicking and getting ready to do something else. I'm out.
She's the first one out the door.
But guess what? On the side of me is my little skinny mini. My little skinny mini is almost 6'3". And my little skinny mini, he don't say nothing. He just look at you. And when I see him, then I start yapping with my mouth. What? 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 Because I got him.
Amen.
Right?
Amen.
Now, if I got him, who can be taken out with me, why wouldn't I say what when they can't see who's with me?
Boom.
Huh? Boom. They can't see who's with me, but it doesn't mean he's not there.
Right.
Amen.
Come on now. They any minute they want to run. Don't run now. Well, my help has been with me all along, buddy.
Amen.
Know
it. God.
Let me close up this message so I can give it to my God. And so here's the thing. Isaiah is saying, who's going to believe what they hear? Because Isaiah's thing is, I know I've been sent. How do you know? Look at the book of Isaiah. He said everything that God told him to say.
Yes,
so he believed that he was sent by God to tell the people what he told them. So he told them, right? But he said, who's going to believe our word, our message, right? Here's the thing. They were saying that, okay, so some of them are saying that because they don't do what you said, that means they didn't hear you. They didn't understand you. Mm-hmm. Ooh, the devil is a liar. Because God says, I've made it so that they can hear you.
Mm-hmm.
It is not evidence that they have not heard you just because they don't do what you say. Because they hawk in their hearts does not mean they did not hear you.
Mm-hmm.
Huh? No, that's,
right. That's
not
that's
what it means at all. Mm-hmm. They've heard you.
Yes.
Huh?
Amen.
And this is the part that he said, not all are going to come, right? Some are not going to come, but it doesn't mean that they haven't heard you,
right?
Right? Because here's the thing. He said, they hear you. You know how I know they hear you? I put it on the radio. I got it on the internet.
Mm-hmm.
I got a billion and a half messengers out there taking it to them. I got it on Block Talk Radio. I got it on Zoom. If they go to the bathroom nowadays, they can look up if somebody got a scripture on the wall.
Amen.
If they in the ambulance on their way out, they can look up. There's a scripture. I know because my boss that I just left had an ambulance service, and every time the patients looked up, they saw scripture. Come on now. God said, I have placed it all throughout the earth. Everyone is without excuse.
Mm-hmm.
That's right. So if you don't make it in, it'll be by choice.
By your choice.
Ooh. So he says, Isaiah says, who's going to believe? You know why he said that? He says, because Isaiah felt like he was speaking to unbelieving ears.
Mm-hmm.
So that's why when you pray, here's what you do. when they have that opening prayer and they get ready to deliver God's word, and they said, Father God, open up their ears that they may hear what thus says the Lord. What they're doing is setting that into the atmosphere that God would unravel your spiritual ears so you can hear what thus says the Lord.
That's right. Praise him.
So when you see them running down there and they hugging on Kathy, they're not hugging on Kathy. They're hugging on that word.
Yes.
And she just happens to be speaking it at the time.
Right.
They could care less about Kathy. They're embracing the word.
There you go. Mm-hmm.
That's what they're embracing.
Yes.
My goodness, glory to God.
So
Isaiah, he says, I'm speaking to unbelieving ears. No, you're not. What you're speaking to is people that are enjoying what they're doing.
Mm-hmm.
They don't believe because they haven't heard you.
Right.
How can you believe if you don't hear? Faith cometh by hearing the word of the Lord.
That's right.
Well,
there's many of people that sit in the church that don't hear. Why? Because they're thinking about what they're going to have for lunch, who they're going to meet after. Oh, they're going to ask this. I want to see. Yeah, I'm going to position myself at door A because that's the way she go out. They didn't hear none of that word. So if they don't hear you, how can they believe? That's what the word says here. He said, how can they believe unless they hear?
That's right.
How can they hear unless somebody come and preach it to them? Well, faith comes by hearing the word of the Lord. They don't have any faith because they don't believe. They don't believe because they didn't hear. Come on now.
Right.
Amen.
My goodness, glory to God.
Mm-hmm.
And so God said, Isaiah, Kathy, Evangelist Hilda, don't feel down because they didn't take hold of the word. They didn't embrace it. They don't try to live it out. Don't be offended.
No.
It ain't you. They're rejecting. It's me.
That's right.
That's not your word. That's my word. You can't get them into heaven. I can.
Yes.
But I can also keep them out.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
And he said that if you don't accept me, I'm not going to accept you.
Woo.
Hello? You ain't the only one who can reject.
Come on now.
Reject me, I'm going to reject you.
All right.
I'm not going to force myself on you. Oh, my goodness, glory to God. That right there ought to be every woman's just dream sentence. Listen, I'm not going to try to make you love me.
Great.
Huh? Because there's many others that will. And that's what God is saying. I'm not going to make you love me.
Mm-hmm.
You know how many peeps I got standing in line to love me? That already love me?
Well,
and I'm sitting here spending 300 years waiting on you because I'm giving you ample time to come in. Why? Because I'm a merciful, forgiving, caring God, gracious God, It's not my desire to see any of you fail.
That's right.
And so I'm going to wait on you.
Mm-hmm.
Just don't run out of time.
There you go.
But I'm going to wait.
Don't let it be too
late. I'm going to wait on you. Mm-hmm. Because I didn't die on that cross for nothing. I died on that cross because I don't want to see you perish.
That's right.
And in order for you not to perish, you've got to accept me.
Yes.
You can't see me, but you can surely hear me.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, my goodness, glory to God.
Yes, Lord.
Not only that, you can see how I move. I woke you up this morning. You were cold in your right mind.
Come on now.
You can hear, you can talk, you can speak,
yes.
You can walk. Come on now.
Praise
and
the Lord.
You tell me you don't believe?
Mm-mm-mm.
How much more do I got to show you? How much more evidence do you need that I exist?
Mm-mm-mm.
And I said, God, I love you. And you know what God said? He said, Kathy, ask him, can you hear me now? Glory to God. Back to you, Evangelist Hilda.
Amen. We want to thank Pastor Kathy for that wonderful word. I truly think that deserves a hand clap praise.
Amen.
At this time, we're going to have Pastor Kathy give us the call to salvation and the benediction. And following that, we will ask our guests online how they enjoyed the word this evening. Amen?
Amen.
Amen. If you heard that word, then the only thing you need to be saying is, Father, what must I do to be saved?
Yes.
I repent of my sins. I believe that your son Jesus died on that cross for me, oh God. Come into my life. I will make you my Lord and Savior. And guess what? It sounds like it's simple because it is.
Yes.
He's made it so easy for you to come and accept him.
Mm-hmm.
He's not giving no long, drawn-out words because he wants to simplify it so you can come and receive him for who he is. Accept him as your Lord and Savior, and then pray and ask God to lead you to a good household of faith so you can come into a deeper knowledge of who he is. The Bible really is basic instructions before leaving earth. Huh? Why?
Okay.
Because he's trying to make sure you get a room inside that mansion. He's prepared for you up there.
Hallelujah.
But you can't get it if you don't have any instructions.
Mm-hmm.
Huh? When somebody getting in their car, they trying to set the time and do all this. They need the instructions, the manual to tell them how to set the time, how to turn this on, how to turn that off.
Right.
Same thing with getting into heaven. You need instructions.
Yes.
And guess what? He even sent back the teacher to help you understand the instructions.
Yes.
He made it easy. Huh? Don't give up on God. He hasn't given up on you. He knows everything you've done. Right? When you say, Lord, forgive me, he grab all that crap and throw it in the sea of forgiveness.
Yes,
he's a merciful, loving God.
Mm-hmm.
Huh? He wants you to live life and life more abundantly. He wants you to enjoy life. He's not going to condemn you. He's redeemed you.
Hallelujah.
Yes,
Lord. Yes, God, yes. He loves all of us. All of us can turn from whatever it is we've done.
Yeah,
because God made it easy for us to turn.
Mm-hmm.
Right? We've been indoors for the night. Joy comes in the morning. You know why? Because in the morning when you wake up and you say, Lord, I've turned away from all that. I don't want to do that anymore. And he's sitting there with them holy arms wrapped around you. Then I've been waiting on you.
Yes.
What took you so long?
Oh,
come on in here. And then you can start enjoying your life. Doesn't mean you're not going to struggle. It just means that he's there with you in the struggle. So he's lightened the struggle a little bit for you. It's not as heavy as it would be without him.
Thank you. I love you.
I know God loves you. He's a merciful God. Won't you give your life to Christ today? Precious and Heavenly Father, thank you for this word on today. Can you hear me now? The message never changes. I am looking for all of those who want to be saved. Won't you come now? We thank you for this word. We love you. We honor and adore you. We ask that you continue, oh God, to breathe life, over those that are sick and not well, oh God, those that have mental disorders, oh God, those that are trying to take their life, even right now, that you would go breathe life on them and they would have a change of heart and realize this is not the answer. There is hope. In Christ Jesus, there is hope.
Hallelujah.
So we thank you for all that you've done, all that you're doing, and all that you're going to do. We pray for every household under the sound of my voice. Pray that they heard what thus says the Lord. Can you hear me now? Won't you come in? Ah, my goodness. Let the Lord love on you. Let the Lord use you. Let the Lord lead and guide you in the way you ought to go. We ask all of these blessings in the mighty name of your son, Jesus, we pray. Amen, amen, and amen. Back to you, Evangelista.
Amen. Amen. Area code 619-772. God bless you. How are you this evening? And do you would have a brief response on how you enjoyed the word? Amen.
I enjoyed it immensely. Praise the Lord. I love Sister Kathy and Pastor Kathy and Pastor Stephen, I tell you, I love them. I usually don't stay on till the end of the service because I'm at work. But I was able to enjoy almost the whole thing. I thank the Lord for it. I'm glad to be here and glad to be a part.
Amen.
All the way from California, San Diego. Thank you.
Praise be to God.
Bless you, God. I have to take a minute to just say thank you for that woman that was just there. She's one of my spiritual moms. I'm telling you, I used to shop in Kmart and Payless and everything. And the first time I met her, a prophet had come to me a couple of weeks before. He said, God told me to tell you when he sent you to Macy's, don't you go back to Kmart. And I went, what in the world? How does he know this? And when I met her, she told me, she said, God told me to let you have what you want. And he was going to make sure you get the money to pay me. I said, I ain't got no money. She said, what did I tell you? God told me to let you have it. And she gave me all that stuff. And she could tell you, every time I got paid, I showed up at her door. And I looked at that woman and I said, are you Macy? She looked at me. She said, yes. Come on now.
Mm-hmm.
This is the first time she's ever been on the line. You know I'm going to thank God for her. She has, tell you, she's prayed over me and Stephen. She told Stephen, she said, you want to die, leave her. You want to die, leave her. We were like, what kind of message? And we've been so scared to leave one another. We like, oh, Jesus.
That's right.
We don't want to die.
Better do what the Lord says.
But we bless God for women like that God has put in our path that continue to breathe life into us, and not by things, by words, by supporting us in our dreams and our walk with God. So God bless you, Diane. Thank you, sweetheart. I love you.
Amen. I love you, too.
Area code 678-480. Do you have a brief response on how you enjoyed the word? Amen.
Yes. This is the sister-in-law. Hey, Pastor Kathy.
Hi, sweetie. I guess you want to answer the call now.
You just called me out. I had to reflect on how many calls I've gotten so far this week with people draining me. But I poured into them. Like I was supposed to do.
God.
That's right.
So thank you, God, for that. Thank you for your word today. Wonderful.
Amen.
I'm so glad I was able to tune in. Thank you, God.
You know what? I bless God because what did I say when I first got on? I said that I was going to let them know I can't because all these reports I got to finish. And the finance guy came in and said, aren't you supposed to be preaching? And I went, okay, but I don't have a word. This is important. This is a priority. So I had to leave and come and preach. And while I'm running to come preach, get a word from God. So I bless God. If I was you, I'd be shaking in my boots going, Lord, I can hear you now.
Yeah.
Glory to God.
Oh, yes.
Perfect. Obedience is better than sacrifice.
Yes. When that calling is on you, you don't have no choice but to do what the good Lord say do.
Amen.
Bless you, Pastor Kathy, for that wonderful word this evening.
I'm praying for you, Sister Law.
How blessed each and every one of us this evening. And we truly appreciate everything that God has put in your heart to teach to us this afternoon or this evening. Amen.
Amen.
Praise be to God. So at this time, I'm just going to close us out since we are 13 minutes early. I'll just play music for the rest of that 15
minutes. Hey, somebody might have a testimony.
Anybody have a testimony that they would like to testify what God has done for them?
Just waking us up is a testimony.
Hello.
Morning and function in your right mind. Thank you, God, for that.
Amen.
Thank you, God.
Truly, thank you, God.
I would get real ignorant over here, but I'm at work and I can't do it. Because when I think of the goodness of Jesus, and all he's done for me.
My goodness. Come on now.
Come on now. Yeah.
Come on now.
Preach it.
Bless him. No, but Jesus said yes. I got to stop because I can't do this. Feel like it. That's it.
I feel it.
But we hear you.
God. God has truly blessed each and every one of us every time he breathed the breath of life back into our bodies to see another day, just to praise his holy name and give thanks to all that he has done in our lives and all that he's doing. So many people did not wake up this morning. And every time you turn on the TV and you hear nothing but tragedy, and, you know, it breaks your heart because you're saying, like, the people are truly, truly mentally ill, and they're just taking them and just tossing them out like they're a piece of garbage. And what are they doing? The people are just going and they're murdering people. They're beating up people. This is not the way God intended for this world to be. But man takes everything into their own hands to do whatever they want to do. And that's not God's way. It broke my heart to hear that a father, this morning, a fire in New Jersey, and he ran out of the house. The wife got out. The other two children got out. The neighbor that was living there got out. But he came out and he left his only son in the house.
Jesus.
Wouldn't your first priority would be for you to save your child?
Yes.
That's why the Bible said that a man, for the love of you, to sacrifice your life for another.
Yeah.
Now, maybe he panicked because the fire was so intense.
Yeah.
And but your first instinct is your children to get them.
Yeah.
You know?
That's okay.
But I noticed that a lot of people nowadays, they leave the children behind and they weren't about getting their own stuff out.
Right.
Oh, it's heartbreaking. Then there's another one. He kills the whole family except his daughter. Who does that? You kill the girlfriend, her two children, and another woman that was there. But you didn't kill, and you kill yourself. But you didn't kill your nine-year-old daughter, which was her birthday, and you were celebrating. She hid in the closet. So when she called 911, and all she said, it's my birthday. My daddy came to my birthday party, but he didn't bring any presents. But he killed everybody in the house except me, and I'm hiding in the closet. So, I mean, like, if you're going to massacre the whole entire family, now you leave your daughter without a father, without a mother, without a grandmother. You know?
And with the guilt of this.
And how evil can that person, I got to the point where I turned the radio on and listened to Hezekiah Walker and all of them singing. it's just unbelievable. Well, Pastor Kathy going back to work, so I'm just going to play a selection and play us right on out. God bless you, ladies, for showing up in the spirit. And it's so nice to meet you, each of you. Whew.
Amen.
I get so excited till my words get tangled up.
Yes.
That's
okay.
But I am truly happy to have you join us this evening. And to our listeners on the internet and on Block Talk, God bless each and every one of you. Bless you and bless your homes and your family. We love you and we truly appreciate you being here. Amen.
Thank you. Amen.
Amen.
Thank
Amen. You. God bless.
God bless you.
So at this time, I'm going to play a selection by the Wiki Tones, which is my pastor, Apostle R.D. Wiggins, and the Bronx Singers. Praise God.
Thank you.
I can't help but want Thank you for tuning in. And if you'd like to be a blessing to this ministry, you can send your love gift offerings to Pray One for Another, P.O. Box 596, Bronx, New York, 10468.
Hi, my name is Evangelist Hilda, and you're listening to Pray One for Another, 626-213-5681, and call in your prayer request, for my God is truly able.